finds a radical faith. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. The CD of today's program is also available for your gift of $6 or more. Can I encourage you to become a partner? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Remember, the just shall live by faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring...
Well, it's Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, if I can get my producer to pass him over here so we can get going. But we're going to be talking about what's really going on financially throughout the world, because, ladies and gentlemen, there are real problems, and what most people don't know and what you're not learning through regular channels is that other countries are simply coming in and buying up American corporations. The old adage is, you know, if you lend money to other countries, you rule over them. You borrow money from other countries, why, they rule over you, and America's the largest debtor nation in the world today. Basically, of course, the Brazilian companies have bought Anheuser-Busch. They bought Burger King. They're buying Pilgrim's. They bought Pilgrim's Chicken. They're in the process of buying other meatpacking companies, and Sara Lee, they're being considered at the present time. As of about 5 or 6 years ago, almost 25% of our major corporations were owned by foreign companies. China and three or four other countries have invested $135 billion in America in recent years, buying up American corporations. And that's what happens when, of course, you have an organized program, this program of globalism intent upon transferring America's wealth to other nations. With us this evening, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good. Nice to be here this evening.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you bring us up to date on what's going on in the world?
Well, those people out there who own all those dollars, they're coming back and they're buying the companies and they're managing them and they're shipping most of the jobs to their own countries.
And, of course, any benefits that come from it, any financial benefit, they're going to keep for themselves. And, of course, to invest the money here, they're going to take the money back to their own countries. And what we're doing is really simply stripping America of its industries. Those that are not being sent overseas, and I'm talking about they've intentionally sent over, our smokestack industries, our steel industry, our electronic industry, our agriculture industry, large parts of our automotive industry, the aluminum industry. Certainly the light bulbs are all going to be produced in China from now on. And now, of course, we're allowing them to come in and simply buy up our countries, our companies. And the average American has no idea that this is a planned program to impoverish the American people. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, it's to destroy the infrastructure in the United States. And it's being done in Europe as well. Because these are the two areas, regions, where people are the most difficult to convince that they should want world government. And that's what it's all about. And they're going to continue to do that as long as we allow them to.
or until we, of course, agree and all right, just we'll give up our freedom, we'll give up our sovereignty, just get things back to the good like they were before, give us prosperity back, we'll give up everything we believe in, we'll accept your rule, just be nice to us. And trouble is, they're not going to be nice to us, because these are nasty people, and they are intentionally destroying this country.
Well, that is for sure, and it's sad that people don't realize, you know, what they're up to. And when you tell them, most of them just aren't interested. And what's going to happen is that one of these days they're going to wake up with lots and lots of people with no jobs. And the country will become a second or third world nation. And they'll say, well, what happened to me?
Right, and here in California they're talking, you know, we're going to have to just close down a lot of the prisons, you know. There's not going to be any money. Jerry Brown's going to put in an austere budget and bring chaos to California. So we'll give him more money. Well, you go ahead and pick up this story there.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's so typical of the bankers. And what they're doing is the same thing that's being done in the countries in Europe, which is being done with the states. And we see that in California. And I think, you know, you got to look at Brown's background. Of course, the last goofball they had in there did virtually nothing, could do nothing. But in part, the power of the liberals in the House and the Senate in California is pretty great. And but, you know, if you look at Brown's background, I've met him many times. And I knew his father, Pat. And Pat was a consummate old kind of machine politician. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see another side of Brown. You know, his family, his sister is involved with Goldman Sachs. And I think you're going to see them move in and get their hands on everything that's not nailed down. And I think that's part of the plan. And the woman, who was the woman who ran against him?
Oh, pal, let's see.
Meg Whitman,
yeah.
Yeah. She was a former director of Goldman Sachs.
Right. And so basically Goldman Sachs on the Democrat side, which do you want?
Yeah, that's right. And so it's same old to, you know, to control both sides of the action. Simple as that.
Well, because
California
is very important. Before Arnold Schwarzenegger was allowed to run for the governor's position here, and because at that time we were the sixth largest economy in the world in California, why they had to take him over to be cleared by Lord Rothschild. And Lord Rothschild, leading so many of the major banks in the world today, owning controlling interest in almost all 10 of the major banks in the United States, at least significant interest in all of the major banks through Barclays and State Street Bank, the average individual really doesn't understand. The Arnold Schwarzenegger had to be cleared before he could run. I'm sure they ran Meg Whitman. They knew exactly where she was coming from, and probably Jerry Brown as well. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman as we analyze what's really going on financially. Give us a call if you'd like. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or you have a comment, why, give us a call. Well, Bob, certainly gold has been holding up fairly well. It almost got to $1,400 an ounce. Backed off to about, what, $365? It's come back, though, fairly well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and it's starting to move back up again, and it'll continue to do so. They've lost, but it's been the case, actually, for the last 10 years, so I expect that the power of government over the prices of gold and silver will continue to lessen over a period of time. And there's going to be a great deal of financial dislocation. You've got the nations of Europe, now there's six of them, in serious trouble, all of whom are in the Eurozone. For those who don't know, there's 16 Eurozone members out of 27 that are in the European Union. And so I think you're going to see trouble there. I think you're going to see the euro go. I think probably the European Union will break up, and I don't think it'll take too long. And then in the United States, if anybody has seen, and I did not see this, the 60 Minutes program that they had on Sunday with Mr. Christie, who's the governor of New Jersey. John Corzine was the previous governor who bought his election. Former head of Goldman Sachs, he left the state with $10 billion in debt. And so Mr. Christie inherited it. And he said, look, we got problems. We're going to keep it on cutting. And that's just the way it is. I don't have money to pay these people. And there's many, many other states in the same position. And then Meredith Whitney, who's a bank analyst and very well thought of in Wall Street, and she said, this is going to be as big, this municipal problem of not being able to pay debts, is going to be as big as the housing problem.
And she's talking about municipal bonds, county bonds, and state bonds, and a lot of these bonds are really going to default. I mean, she said, you know, they say they can't default, but they can default.
Of course they can. And what's going to happen? Many towns and cities and counties and states are just simply going to go bankrupt. And the services which they provide will abruptly stop. And it's just really, for the most part, just pure incompetence. Everybody thought that the beautiful music was going to play forever. And that's not the way life is.
But
we've been writing about this for years. I got people out of municipal bonds 3 years ago when I saw that AmBac and the other company, I can't remember their name, that whole insurance thing was a scam. And a municipality, say, with a triple B rating would go to AmBac and I'd say, we want you to insure our bonds. So AmBac was able to use their triple A rating and bring down the rate which they had to pay for money. And AmBac supposedly was insuring them. Well, AmBac didn't have hardly
it didn't have any money.
Basis to be able to protect all these municipalities. It was a Ponzi scheme. And so they've gone under. Their insurance has gone. What's the next thing? The next thing is that the bonds revert back to the original rating. When they have that rating, they lose the face value of the bond. And say the bond was selling for $1,000, it might go to $900 or $850. And look what the position that they're in.
Well, my understanding is that a lot of insurance companies and pension funds can't hold these bonds if they don't have a AAA rating. So they're going to be in a position to have to dump them. If they dump them, they're going to dump them at a loss, and the people who are going to buy them, you know, are going to have a real incentive to want to buy them. And who'd want to buy a bond that might very well default? You're going to have to get that price really down before people are going to buy them.
Well, I'm seeing it happen right now. I see an estate that I know about, and they have some municipals in it, and they're just taking a shellacking going up, but they have to. It's either that, maybe, or nothing. And one of the interesting things is that the bank that was involved in the trust that was, well, it was within the bank structure that they had it in one of their vehicles. And they didn't even want to tell the new person who was running the trust for a person who is approaching death. They don't even want to tell them what it's worth. And I said to the person the other day by email, who happens to live outside the country, I said, you've got to go and confront these people and tell them you want to be cashed out, and if not, you're going to the police. I mean, these bankers are crooks. I mean, you people got to listen. You know, for years and years and years, you thought the friendly banker was a great guy, blah, blah, blah. And what do you got for it? They're crooks. Not all of them, but lots of them. Well, and do you see any big major banks going under? No, you don't. They're all small, some a few medium-sized, but almost every one of them is small. Why? They want to nationalize the banking system, that's why. And they're letting them go under.
Well, I think that certainly the large banks, we consider them too large to fail, and because they basically, as Elizabeth Warren, who was actually the professor from Harvard who was handling and analyzing the TARP funds dispersal, said, if a bank is too large to fail, it's too large to exist, and we should simply break them up. And I think she's absolutely right. Not that anything's going to happen, but there is no such thing as too large to fail. These banks who've been totally irresponsible certainly be done away with. They should certainly be forced to disseminate their assets and become much, much smaller banks. You cannot have banks that could threaten the survival of our society because of their size, because these banks, of course, really own the Fed, and the Fed is actually controlling our economy, and they are intentionally undermining the very fabric of our society. I think they're going to destroy the value of our bonds. I think they're going to destroy the value of our currency, and I think they are part of this program to bring austerity to America and to lower the living standards of the American people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bob, aren't the interest rates going up on the bonds? So that, in other words, basically, the interest rates are going up on the bonds and the value of the bonds is going down. What's happening with T-bonds and other and municipal bonds?
Well, we'll look at the 10-year note, which is the nearby long-term bond upon which the mortgage rates are predicated. And it wasn't but 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, the yield was around 2.5%, and it was trading at 3.55% not too long ago, and like last week. It closed at 3.35 today, 3.35%. So what are we talking about? We're talking about, in a very short period of time, a whole point was tacked on. Now, that's taken the 30-year fixed rate mortgage via Freddie Mac's figures to about 3.85. The bank rate figure is about 5.11 approximately. And, of course, the Fed's fighting to keep it down. And, you know, what is the reason for the deterioration in the bond market, which had been really held up by the Federal Reserve, and obviously they couldn't handle it here in the last several weeks? I think that the owners of bonds are looking at the yield, and the yield is very low historically, and they're saying, I think we're going to see a lot of inflation in the future. And a lot of inflation means devaluation of the money that's being paid, you know, by the bond. And so if you're getting 3.5%, let's say, and the government says inflation's 1.2%, and then you move up and you look at the real inflation rate of 6 to 7%, you're losing 50% of your money yearly. And so I think the realization is there now. They're getting out, and interest rates are going to go up, and they're going to stay up. How high? It's hard to tell right now.
Well, I think we're living in very difficult times, because basically what can people do with their money? Put it in the stock market? I mean, the stock market is very uncertain. Put their money into bonds. Put their money into annuities or insurance policies. Where can you put your money where, of course, it's going to maintain any value at all? And, of course, that gets what Bob has been talking all along about, the value of gold and silver, or gold and silver assets. If you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman for the International Forecast, and we're talking certainly about what's happening to the municipal.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
congressman there, the 60, a new Republican congressman there that we didn't have before. It's a step in the right direction, Bob. I wish it had been better, but I'm glad for
but
what
But you know,
we got.
Stan, they made a deal that they were going to fund it.
I thought that they basically broke the deal. Now, I could be mistaken on that. Maybe somebody could actually...
Oh, when did that happen?
Oh, basically, what happened was that Mitch McConnell got up and said that he wasn't going to go along with this funding. They were going to come up with a
funding
bill.
When was this?
Oh, about a couple of days ago. And basically, they
said... Well, I hope you're right, because... This is a monstrosity.
Oh, I know it really is. But see, basically all the Republicans can really do is simply not fund it. In other words, they're going to start hiring people and setting up the bureaucracy. But if the Republicans say, we're not going to provide the money for it, why then, of course, it will simply die on the vine for the next 2 years. And then, of course, hopefully, there will be a Republican president who will veto Obamacare and put an end to this abomination, as it were. Because basically, Obamacare is going to be a system of cutting back on care for the elderly under Medicare. Now, basically, Medicare is a disaster. Something's going to have to be done. But what we needed, of course, to do is to set up a two-tiered system. Right now, as a senior citizen, I cannot go out and buy a health care program for myself here in the United States. It's illegal for any company to sell me a medical care system so I could be sure I would not fall under the influence of the death panels. And those death panels have been set up, and they're going to begin rationing access to health care. The only thing Obama has ever said that was really true was what he said, you know, there is no way to get spending in the United States under control unless I can control Medicare spending. Now, how can you control Medicare spending? Why, you ration access to health care. That's what it's all about. That's what the Obamacare is really about, is rationing health care to the elderly. Well, I don't think we should ration health care to the elderly. I think we ought to return the responsibility to the local community and find a means of funding it locally and do away with all of these federal programs, which are going to lead to the death and the necessary death of so many people. In fact, right now, the FDA and the EPA said the FDA is releasing a lot of medicine that does far more harm than good, and the EPA refuses to enforce its own rules, and it's allowing the fluoridation of water with hydrofluorosilicic acid that is killing people and lowering the intelligence and lowering the fertility, and we could go into aspartame and the dozens of things that the EPA and the FDA are doing to damage and destroy the health of the American people, and that's a whole program on its own. But right now, let's go to Dean, who's calling, because he has a question for Bob Chapman. Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
Very well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question for Bob?
On Paul, he said that he wanted to make gold and silver legal tender, and I wonder what would that do to the price of gold and silver if it was made legal tender.
And basically, what he's talking is a parallel monetary system. In other words, you can use paper or you can use gold and silver. It's your choice, but they'll both be legal tender. What would that actually do, Bob?
Bad money drives out good, and so no one would want to take paper. That would be the final analysis. So what this is doing, what he is doing by speaking in such a way, is that he's saying you're going to have to back the dollar again with gold and silver, or one or the other or both. And this is the box he's trying to force them into. And that's a box they don't want to be in. And he's going to be very subtle about what he... That's a box they don't want to be in. And he's going to be very subtle about what he does. He's, you know, planting all these seeds, and he's got them running in a number of different directions because they know how real dangerous he is to them. And he's quite well aware of the fact that they'll probably try to kill him. And he's really sticking his neck out. Of course, you know, he's an elderly man like you and I, Stan. And
well, he's younger than I am, that's for sure. But
well, he's 2 months older than me. So
well, he's a very, 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 very courageous individual, and we can really thank him for the fact that we have the ability to own gold. I mean, back about 1970, why, I've forgotten exactly when it was, but somewhere in that time, he actually got legislation passed so that Americans could actually own gold coins. And now, of course, Oh, why, of course, those gold coins that they were buying, you know, at $100 an ounce, and now, you know, $1,400 an ounce. Dean, anything else you wanted to ask? I guess we lost Dean. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing the demise of the American monetary system. Prepare. Prepare for the worst. Dr. Stan and Bob, one of our guests, had called and asked about investing in something called TBT. That's TBT. That's an inverse bond ETF. Would that be a good thing to do if you anticipate the price of gold, pardon me, of bonds are going to fall? And I think you probably have a certain amount of leverage on that. You know, I've certainly been so you'd leverage your investment if the price of bonds fall. What would you think of that?
Under no circumstances will recommend ETFs. I don't think that ETFs are suitable for probably 98% of the public. And I think they're dangerous, they're leveraged, and I don't think you should be doing that unless you get a lot of experience trading and in the stock market and commodities and Forex. I like to keep people away from those things. When I was a broker, except when people had option accounts, and I didn't have too many of them, I would not open margin accounts. I was doing gold and silver shares, and there's enormous leverage in them naturally. I mean, you know, why do we think that some gold and silver producing companies went from a dollar to $400. Some of them went from 25 cents to $55, et cetera, et cetera. Because it doesn't cost much more to produce an ounce of gold, whether gold's $1,000 or $2,000 an ounce. Well, there's inflation in there, and if you have an inflationary atmosphere. But still, the leverage is unbelievable. And you don't have to use margin. So I never use margin. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend ETFs because of the leverage. I don't think the average person understands what they're getting into. And I don't think it should be done, period.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We'll get to Will just as soon as we get back. Hold on just one moment there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we have Will calling from Missouri. But before we get to Will, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster, which comes out twice a week and really has all the information you need to know about what's going on. I look forward to it twice a week. Go ahead.
The International Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet, and everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, forecaster.com, or www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com, or you can give us a call. You can email us If you have a question, we answer everyone. And we're looking at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188 to get your free copy.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Will, who's calling from Missouri. Will, are you listening on the Internet? How are you hearing us?
I'm certainly listening on the Internet this evening, Dr. Stan, and I have a simple question, I think, for Bob, in that I'm interested in finding out the top stockholders on various companies, for instance, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, or Citi. I went up on the SEC website, wasn't able to make a lot of progress there. Is there one place in particular, Bob, which you might be able to recommend where we can go to find the top stockholders in various corporations?
Yes, there are. Actually, the services that do that, but I don't know where to point you to go to. Also, you can contact the companies, and they will know who the large shareholders are, and they will in turn email them to you. They're usually institutions, not usually individuals, sometimes, but usually they're institutions.
So that's something that they would just perhaps freely just reply in regards to my inquiry?
Yes. I think most companies would be happy to do that. Just say, I want to, you know who the large institutional shareholders are. They'd be happy to tell you.
Would you think that a lot of those might be Barclays Bank or State Street Bank?
I think that both of those are on the top of my list.
Okay.
That's why I'm looking, Dr. Stan, because I think Barclays and State Street are probably in the top five, if not in closer to the top position in all those banks I just listed.
What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
I have to be honest, I don't know.
All right, fine.
From time to time, I do see some of the institutions, and quite frankly, I would rather not see institutions owning a stock. Now, you probably say, well, gee, why would you want to think that? I mean, doesn't that help the company by having USA gold, a mutual fund to buy gold stocks? Wouldn't that be good if they owned it? Generally speaking, yes. But what you're faced with here, and you got to remember, I was a trader for 25 of the 28 years. I was a broker. I ran my own brokerage firm, number of employees, etc. And I found that it's a problem when you have institutions. Why? Because when they sell, it's devastating. They hit the bids indiscriminately.
Well, Dr. Stan and Bob, I don't know whether you took the time yet to look into it, but on the disclosures put out by the Federal Reserve, when they acquiesced to the pressure due and they put out their Excel sheet with some 21,000 entries of who they gave the monies to, what I've basically been doing is working with Excel trying to sort and get the top recipients. And this is part of the cross-referencing that I'm doing, trying to put this list together. But
well, when you get it, give us a call, okay?
Okay, I certainly will.
God bless. Let's go to Judy in Tri-Cities with a question for Bob. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Judy, do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question for my son. He has invested in physical gold and silver.
Just speak up a little bit louder.
Okay, he has invested in physical gold and silver, and he also invested in a Kitco pool account of virtual gold and silver. Is that a good investment? And if not, what would you suggest?
He has a certificate for gold or silver in a pooled account?
Yes.
Absolutely never.
Okay, what would be a better...
Because I've seen more of them go out of business. I've seen a half dozen guys go to prison. You know, the temptation is enormous. I would get out of it as quickly as I could.
And what
you buy gold and silver coins, bullion, shares, depending upon what's suitable for you, how much risk you can assume, and that's it.
Okay.
You don't go in a commodity market, you don't buy derivatives, you don't buy options, etc. Period.
Okay. Anything else, Judy?
No, that'll do it.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Joe, who's calling us from Michigan. And what part of Michigan are you calling from, Joe?
I'm calling from Howell, Michigan, which is it's close to Flint. That's where your station is.
Okay.
I'm listening online.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Well, anyway, do you have a question for our guest? Once again,
yeah,
our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But go right ahead, Joe.
Yeah, just a couple here. First is, okay, I heard you say, Bob, on a previous show that oil is not a good idea just because if the stock market goes down, then oil is going to go with it. My question is, let's say the stock market goes down, but let's say there's a threat of war or war in the Middle East. Will not oil still go up? Or?
Yeah, I would think oil would go up.
Okay.
It's a dicey situation because you can see it go down and not supposed to go down and shouldn't go down. And let's say it's $100 a barrel. You know, it should hold up, but it won't unless some event happens, like you just mentioned, problems in the Middle East, and
right,
those problems in the Middle East would tend to make it reverse and run against the market. But for how long? 3 weeks? 3 years? You don't know.
Right.
And so there's a big risk there. But oil and gas usually run with the market, and they have in recent years. Example, major oil companies got pasted for like 30%, which is very high when the market corrected a couple of years ago on the Dow down to 6,600. And yes, lots of companies went down 60-70%, but oil companies are large, they have big assets, etc. And but they still went down. So there's your proof.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other thing, I just want to share this with you guys. What would you say? I mean, this was really my girlfriend has a brother who he's very well respected in his family. He's an accountant, and I sent him the international forecaster, and I'm going to tell you what he said now. Believe me, I totally respect you, Bob, but He read it. I don't know if he read the whole thing, but he read part of it. And he's the kind of guy, you know, who just looks at things. I think he looks at them on the surface in terms of reading the news and watching TV. He said, that guy's a crackpot.
Well, you know something? I share his opinion. I always thought there was something a little funny about me.
In
fact, all bright people are a little weird. But with that said, and I like poking fun at myself. It's not unexpected. I had a letter the other day. My brother-in-law is an economist, and he says that Paul Krugman's got all the answers, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And if they don't want to listen, they don't want to look, that's okay.
I
you
think
know, you
Joe, that
want them all. And I don't let it bother me at all. It's just that they don't see the things that I see, and unfortunately for them, for the past 21 years, I've been right 98% of the time.
I know.
So it would be thoughtful of them if they gave me a little bit more consideration.
And I think, Joe, there's a lot of people who have thought that Bob was crazy, but now they're afraid he's not. Okay?
Right. I agree. Well, God bless you.
Thanks so very much. Appreciate that. And let's go to Tony calling from San Jose. Our telephone number, however, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Tony's an old friend. Hi, Tony. How are we doing?
SoCal, Spokane, San Jose.
Okay. Right. Okay. Do you have a home in San Jose now, too?
Well, we have I guess it would be considered a permanent residence, yeah.
All right, very good. Well, it's good to have you back locally. Anyway, what can we do for you? Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I listen to Bob all the time and appreciate what he says. The other night I was listening to Lindsay Williams on Alex Jones, and he is saying that his Mr. X fella, somebody from before he died, told him that basically what was going to happen was that the euro was going to collapse, and then within a few weeks the dollar would collapse after that. And I was wondering what Bob thought, that this was something that is on the radar. And if the dollar were to collapse, does that necessarily mean hyperinflation?
Well, wait, first of all, I don't think Lindsay said when the euro was going to collapse. Not, he said
no,
a few weeks after the euro collapsed that the dollar would collapse. So, anyway,
exactly.
Basically, what are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, first of all, I've been trained in business and economy. I've owned a brokerage firm and been in the financial area for many, many years. And there's very few people who write newsletters today or go on radio who have the background that I have. Mr. Lindsay was a chaplain. I didn't know that he had been trained in economics and finance. So what he's doing is he is repeating information from a third party. And so that's not his ideas. It's the ideas of somebody else. And I think he should make his own decisions, firstly. Second of all, he says the oil price is going up, and there's a good possibility of that. The reason why, and he says rightly so, that his friend has told him that the oil producers would like more for their product. And I think he's right. And I think that a higher price is justified. I mean, the price of everything else has gone up. Now, I didn't know that Mr. Lindsay was an expert in international finance, which I am. And very often, he sounds like a parrot to me. And I think that him making those kind of guesses, and that's what they'd have to be considered, because Mr. Lindsay is not a financial person. I think maybe he should keep him to himself.
All right, Tony, do you have any other questions or comments?
Well, I guess the point of my question was this. There's a lot of difference between inflation and hyperinflation. Hyperinflation was where basically everybody just loses faith in the fiat currency, rather than a gradual diminishing of value. And if the dollar does have a major crisis, do you see? My question is: do you see continued inflation in the 8 to 15 or higher range, or do you see hyperinflation? That's really my question.
I think that inflation right now, if you use the 1990 figures from John Williams, who's the best, you'll find that inflation's somewhere between 6 and 7%. And if you use the 1980 figures, John's got it at 8.25%. Our government says it's 1.2%. Our government has a terrible time trying to tell the truth. With that said, what do I think? I think by the end of next year we could easily see 14%, and that's, slides into the question that you had. Do you see it at 15%? Maybe. Do I see it at 14%? Probably. Where was it 3 years ago? Real inflation was over 14%, but nobody talks about it because we had deleveraging and the whole game changed. A once-in-a-lifetime kind of happening. But I think if that happens, and they can't get this thing straightened out, which they won't get it straightened out, the next move will be to higher inflation, QE3 or 4, whichever they want to call it. And what's going to happen there is that you're going to have even more inflation, maybe 28% or 30%. And that's when hyperinflation comes in. And you're right about hyperinflation. It's because people don't want to hold currency anymore. And that's why Ron Paul and people like myself are calling for a backing on the dollar of gold and silver, of both, so that they can't do that. And hopefully a termination of the present status of the Fed, which would be turned back to the Treasury Department, where we'd be able to see what they're doing. And, of course, it would be nice if they could shut the revolving door between Wall Street and the Treasury Department. But anyway, I think that's where this is headed, and I think it'll be followed by a deflationary depression. I mean, this is all classic. You don't have to be a genius to figure it out. All you have to do is read economic history. It's all there for anybody who wants to look.
Okay, Tony, does that answer your question?
Pretty good. I've got one more little one.
I think one of the important things is, what is inflation? What is a hyperinflation? Is hyperinflation 20%? Is hyperinflation 100% or 1,000%? So, I mean, these terms certainly can have many, many meanings. I think hyperinflation would be 2 or 3 or 4%, and that is inflation. Bob, at what point would you call it hyperinflation?
I don't know.
All right, fine. That's a good answer, because
I
don't think anybody does know the answer. But basically, we'll be back in just a moment. Hang on there, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony, go ahead.
Well, from what I've read, hyperinflation is basically where people just lose total faith in the economy, and then... then you go from the 14% range, you know, you could get into the...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
I want to thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure. We'll look forward to talking to you next week at the same times.
Well, thank you.
Good night. Have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll talk to you before the new year.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's Bob Chapin. Hope you enjoy the programs, and I hope you learn from what he says, and I hope you're listening to his advice, and certainly begin to make preparations. We're moving into very difficult times. Well, this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that we are primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. I want to thank you personally, those who helped. We did certainly get a good response to our request for help, and certainly we want you to know it's very much appreciated. Well, this is the time when, Chris, I need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, if you'd like to get to subscribe to the newsletter, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand what's going on today. We have a little book on the Federal Reserve. It's called The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. Just a small little book, inexpensive and easy to read. We have The Creature from Jekyll Island. We have a book written in 1899 by a lawyer named Mr. Walther called The Coming Battle. And basically, it's the statement that basically the banks are going to take over control of our government. Today, the banking system controls our government. They're the ones who intentionally wreck this economy. They let Bear Stearns and Lehman go down. There were runs on both of those banks. Bernanke could have intervened. Oh, he didn't. He said, I didn't have the authority. I didn't have the authority to give money to the banks. And now we learn, he gave, starting in 2007, he started giving large sums of money to foreign corporations like Toyota, to American corporations like GE, to banks in Europe and banks in America. But they let Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers go down because they wanted to precipitate this crisis. You go back and read the newsletters I wrote in October and November and December of 2008, and you find out that it's all carefully planned. You need to get my talk on the financial tsunami with the syllabus. You need to get my talk on the financial Armageddon with the syllabus. You need to get our pamphlet on the history of money. The prophetic warning, which, of course, is the farewell address of Andrew Jackson in 1837. And then, of course, you need to get a pamphlet on the financial meltdown in 2007. Understand it's all planned. What they intend to do is impoverish the American people and create such chaos that we'll be willing to accept the one-world government. And that's exactly what Henry Kissinger said in the January 2008 article that was published in the New York Times. It's called A Chance for a New World Order, A Chance for a New World Order. And then there's so much out there, ladies and gentlemen. This whole Islamic terrorist movement is a fraud. How could I say that? Why? Because Lord James rose in Parliament on the 3rd or 4th November of this year and talked about how he had spent billions of pounds to the terrorists, both in North Africa and in Ireland. The Irish Republican Army, of course, and Al-Qaeda would be in North Africa. Why would Lord James be sending billions of pounds to the terrorists? Why, we created the best enemy money could buy. This whole thing was a fraud. Those people in the World Trade Center were murdered. Basically, the planes didn't bring down the building. There were explosives in them. Certainly, you can get the Richard Gage DVD, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Over 1,300 engineers and architects have signed a petition saying, we don't believe those buildings came down because of the plane crashes. It needs to be invested. Ladies and gentlemen, the murderers are still out there. That's the Richard Gage's DVD. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And then please pray for America. Pray for our leaders, pray for our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, thank you so very much for letting me be with you tonight, because some very unusual and special things have happened, and your audience will be one of the first ones to know about it.
All right, fine. Well, now, Chris, was it about 2 months ago that we had you on last? I can't keep track of time. Was it about 2 months or was it 3 months ago?
Yes, Dr. Stan, it was about 2 months ago. And
at that time, you basically said that maybe in 4 to 6 weeks or 4 to 6 months, there would be some sort of a crisis in the Middle East would drive up the price of oil. Did I misinterpret that, or is that in essence what you said?
Well, that is what I said, and that's what I had been told by the elite. But Dr. Stan, let me give your audience some of the things that have taken place that's going to make this a very unusual broadcast tonight.
You go right ahead.
Many people out there in your audience have had the opportunity, of course, they've listened to you for all these years, and then from time to time you've allowed me the privilege of being on your show, so they know that for 3 years' time I lived with the elite of the world and had been invited to be their chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Now, for 35 years, folks out there in the listening audience of radio shows all over America and in speaking engagements I've been in have been willing to believe me when I said the elite had told me certain things, such things as, you well remember the day that Mr. Ken Fromm, I can give his name by the way now, that he told me that the price of crude oil was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and some talk show hosts literally laughed at me when I went on the air and said that, because that meant that gasoline was going to come down to $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. But when it happened 2 months later, exactly as I'd been told by the elite, people said, you're a prophet. And I said, no, I'm not. Then you remember, I have said for 35 years that there's enough crude oil in the state of Alaska up on the Arctic Ocean to supply the entire United States of America for 200 years. And people used to think I was crazy for saying that. Now, of course, Sarah Palin is saying the identical same thing. Then you remember when the Gulf oil spill took place. And I went to my elitist friends, and I said, tell me the truth about the Gulf oil spill. And about a month and a half after it happened, I gave all of those factual details that nobody had been able to find out before. Then, for 2 years' time, everybody thought we were going to have war with Iran. And I came on your show, Dr. Stan, and I've been on many shows across America, and I said, we are positively not going to have war with Iran. And talk show host said, how do you know that? And I said, because my elitist friends have told me that. And it happened exactly every single time. I tried to explain the mindset of these people. And I've written 6 books, 3 of them, being on the mindset of the elite. Well, I'd like to say to your audience out there tonight, Mr. Ken Fromm is now dead. Yes, you heard me correctly. One of the gentlemen who has given me this information over the years, but before he died, he told me some very startling things, Dr. Stan.
All right, did you talk to him then after our last conversation?
Yes, I did, a number of times.
All right, fine. Well, then we're going to be back here in just a moment with Lindsay. And certainly Lindsay did actually say that the price of oil was coming down. And Chris, I have actually checked out some of this information on my own. I talked to other people who had known Lindsay when he was working up on the Alaska pipeline. But I remember, forget when this whole issue first came up with Mr. Fromm, and Lindsay said, what should I do? And I said, you call Ken and ask him if you can get the information out. And he did. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, as a result of Ken Fromm's death, I feel free to do some things I have never felt free to do before. In fact, it's been a number of weeks now since he died, and the family has finally settled their hearts, of course, after the funeral. And I was sent an announcement of his funeral. As a result of this, I'm able to do some things now that I've never been able to do before. And you're going to hear some things tonight that I have never been able to say before. In fact, over the years, I have kept meticulous records. And Dr. Stan, you have been so kind to allow me to risk my credibility and for me to risk your credibility by you letting me say certain things on your show when some talk show hosts wouldn't even let me say them on their show. But they've happened exactly as my elitist friends have told me over the years that they were going to. So first of all, I'd like to say, Dr. Stan, a thank you to you for being willing to allow me to stick my neck out. And in turn, you're doing the same thing. But I feel free now to say a lot of things I couldn't say before and to release some voices that I have never released before. You heard me correctly. I have recorded the voices of some of the elite, and I'm actually going to make those voices available to you. Now, all of these years, you've been willing to believe me. Well, you won't have to believe me alone any longer. Now you will be able to believe not only me, but you can believe the voices, you can believe Mr. Fromm, you can believe the things that you will hear in their own words of what's taking place. Now, there was a second individual, and Dr. Stan, you know who he is. We can't mention his name over the air. We can mention Mr. Fromm's name now because he has deceased and has passed away, and I can tell you very frankly that he was the one that called me about 2.5 years ago. He threatened me. You remember that story, Dr. Stan, and he said, Chaplain Williams, you've got to take that website down. You can't say certain things any longer. And I did, and later he and I became even closer friends as a result of that. There is also a second elitist of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and this individual is still alive. He's in his 60s. And after Ken Fromm passed away, they have offered to step into Ken Fromm's shoes and to give me many things that hopefully will be a great help to you in sparing your household and your dinner table and helping you to prepare for the inevitable of what the elite are doing. Now, I just wish that somehow I could step out there.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, Lindsay's just telling us that he now, Mr. Fromm, has passed away. But I hear there's another gentleman who has worked with him on the Alaska Pipeline who is going to, certainly have worked very closely with Atlantic Richfield, certainly not at the upper echelons, but he certainly has a lot of inside information on what's coming on. So he's going to be providing Lindsay with the information he gets from the people who are really running the world. So pick the story up there, Lindsay.
Let me say emphatically, if there's anyone out there in this listening audience tonight who has any question whatsoever about the fact that there is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, may I please erase any doubt that you have whatsoever and say to you emphatically, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, who tell Congress what bills to pass, even have those bills written. Have you ever wondered who writes the bills that go before Congress, such as the Obamacare and such things as that? The elitists do. They have it the way they want. They control the president. They control the Congress. They control the nations of the world. They control the currencies of the world. If there's any doubt in your mind about this, may I say that, please, erase it from your mind because these people positively do exist. Now, some things have been given to me that I need to give you tonight. I want to give you, if I can, I'd like to explain the buzzwords of the elite. In order to do this, some of you have heard this before, but let me say that when I lived with the elite of the world for those 3 years, I had been a pastor of a church for 12 years prior to that. I knew well how to deal with people and analyze people and try to understand them. And one of the first things I learned about the elite is that they have a code of ethics. Their code of ethics is not the same as Dr. Stan's or mine, we who believe the Word of God in the Bible. But they do have their own particular code of ethics, and one of the facets of their code of ethics is that they must tell the world everything they're going to do before they do it, and this is where the word buzzwords come in. Now, you have heard me use that expression before. I use it in my books. I've used it in my DVDs and CDs. I try to explain to you how to understand the buzzwords of the elite. And I'd like to, if I may, try to explain to you and give you a lesson, if I can, in how to understand the buzzwords of the elite, because some of them have been given to me recently. And I'm going to give them to you right now, one after the other. And please, jot these down, if you will, and then you'll be able to understand these people. Keeping in mind, of course, that they know in advance what they're going to do. Dr. Stan has been so right in everything he said over the years, and folks, please don't ever miss any program of Dr. Stan's. You need to hear everything he says. He's trying to tell you what's happening. And even though sometimes it may sound wild, it doesn't sound unusual to a person such as myself who lived with the elite for years and knew them intimately and personally to the point that I showed such respect to Mr. Fromm that I did not want to say certain things until after his death for he and the sake of his family. But let me say very emphatically, there are some things you need to know about what the elite are doing right now. And let me give you a few of their buzzwords, expressions that have been given to me so that you will know how to shape your lifestyle and what you're going to do about the next 6 months and through the year 2012. Now, I think I can honestly say, Dr. Stan, that I know everything that the elite plan to do for the next 6 months, and I know everything that the elite plan to do through 2012, and if you will allow me to please help you prepare your house for these things, I'm going to give you the first one. Now, mind you, these things that have been said to me, and they said, look at these things carefully and analyze them. I'm asking you to do the same. The first one, the International Monetary Fund said just a few days ago, they said, I quote, next year, 15 major developing country governments, including the U.S., Japan, U.K., Spain, and Greece, will have to raise some $10.2 trillion to pay the interest only, the interest alone, on their deficits. Now, the elite said to me, okay, $10.2 trillion raised by the U.S., Japan, U.K., Spain, and Greece, and these 15 major developing countries, can they do it? Now, listen to these questions, please, and then you figure it out in your mind. Can they raise $10.2 trillion next year alone in order to pay this? No. No. No way in the world to do it. So that was my answer. I said, no, I don't think they can. Then the International Monetary Fund said that this $10.2 trillion, just to pay the interest alone on the debt, not to pay down the debt itself, just to pay the interest, they said that equals 27% of their combined annual economic output. What does that mean? Folks, do you remember that Mr. Ken Fromm said to me one day, he said, Chaplain, the dollar will be dead by 2012. You know what they're saying to me? They're saying, can it be done? No, it can't be done. These countries can't raise this amount of money. So what's going to happen? Well, it's obvious. If you'll listen to the buzzwords that the International Monetary Fund alone is telling you, you will know what's in store for the dollar. Now, that is an example of listening to the buzzwords of the elite. Let me go to the next one. Now, keep in mind that these are things that have been given to me, and the only reason I'm giving them to you is because I feel free now to say these things and to try to help you understand how you can prepare yourself. You don't have to be caught off guard by the elite. You can prepare yourself now if you just use some common sense. And that's what I'm here for tonight, is to try to help you understand these buzzwords. The second one came from the COMEX Silver Exchange. Dr. Stan, I'm sure you can imagine how amazed I was when these people told me these things and said, okay, listen to them and let's figure them out. And they helped me a little bit. Here it is. The COMEX Silver Exchange said the other day. Now, the COMEX Silver Exchange is the exchange that holds the gold for the wealthy nations of the world whenever they buy it, or individuals, whatever it may be, and they will give them a piece of paper saying, we have this silver on hand, and if you ever want it, all you have to do is ask for it, and in the meantime, we'll keep it in our safe and give you this piece of paper saying we have it. The COMEX Silver Exchange said the other day, we have on hand 107 million ounces of silver. Folks, are you writing these things down? The elite have told me to. I beg of you to listen to their buzzwords. The COMEX Silver Exchange has contractual obligations for 720 million ounces of silver. Now, let me go over this again. They only have 107 million ounces of silver on hand, but they have contractual obligations, pieces of paper that they've given out saying, if you ever want it, just ask us for it. Contractual obligations of 720 million ounces of silver. And so they said to me, Chaplain, what's going to happen if people begin to ask for that? I said, oh, my gracious, it'll collapse it. They said, Chaplain, do you get the message? Why did Mr. Brom say to me 2 years ago, he said, Chaplain, the only way that you'll spare your assets is gold and silver. That is their currency. That's what they use. But the COMEX Silver Exchange has given out pieces of paper saying, we have it on hand, but they don't. What's going to happen? Are you getting the message? Have you heard what's between the lines when I'm asked these questions? Again, the Federal Reserve, I'm going over these one at a time here to try to help you understand. The Federal Reserve is borrowing $100 billion every 30 days. Why? Because of the indebtedness of the United States of America, and they can't meet their obligations. So I'll never forget the day that one of these elitists said to me, he said, Chaplain Williams, whenever it gets to the place that the Federal Reserve has to buy their own offers of T-bills and securities, he said, it's basically all over. Well, that's what they're doing right now. They are borrowing $100 billion every 30 days. So the question was asked of me, can they continue to do that? I said, no. Then they said, are you getting the message? You know, these elitists, their mindset is completely different than what yours and mine is. I had a very difficult time thinking in terms of these people years ago. And whenever I look at it now, I say, how can I help the average person out there that's listening to Dr. Stan's program tonight? How can I help them to understand the mindset of the elite? When you and I are programmed in our minds to think in terms of honesty and decency and right instead of wrong, but yet here is a group of people that control the world, and they think in terms of the name of the game is control, and you and I have a very difficult time thinking in those terms. So I'm trying to help you tonight by giving you some of the things that they have told me as to how we can think. Well, again, let me go to the expression that was given to me a while back by one of these individuals. And they said, Chaplain, there will be no shortage of food and water for any American. There'll be plenty of food on the grocery store shelves. There'll be plenty. Said the grocery store shelves are not going to. I know this kind of rubs a little bit different than what some people have said, but all I can do is just tell you what they've told me. They said there will be no shortage of food and water. There'll be plenty on the grocery store shelves. Our new world order can bring it in from anywhere in the world in case one part of the world starts to give out. The only thing there'll be a shortage of is the money to be able to buy it. And they said, you'll have plenty of food, but you may go hungry because your money will be worthless and will not have purchasing power value. Dr. Stan?
I just listened here, and I think it's fascinating. All right, fine. Well, certainly our guest is Lindsay Williams, and what he's basically saying right now is that we're going to see the decline in the value of our currency, so that there'll be plenty of food and water, but you're not going to be able to buy it because, of course, your money, your life savings, is going to be eroded. Was that pretty much the idea that you got?
Yes, that's exactly. You see,
you hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in a moment with Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, you go right ahead.
They present me with these points, Dr.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
And then you're going to say that the European Union is going to have a problem. Not the Euro, that's going to have a problem too, but the European Union. Go right ahead.
The European Union, whenever you see it, begin to have a major problem. Now, it's on the verge of that right now. Germany has said, no, we're not going to continue to bail out all these other members of the European Union. And, oh, by the way, folks, oh, my goodness, I'll get into how much of this I can tonight, depending on how much time we have after I give you all these pointers they've just given me. But do you realize that the European Union is a product of the elite? And that the elite have set this up, and it is a part of their devil's messiah. Oh, my gracious, this is fascinating. So let me give you, first of all, what you need to watch as far as the European Union in the short term. The European Union is going to have a problem. When the European Union has a problem, you're also going to see the Euro have a major problem, and at the point, folks, are you getting this timetable? I'm going to give you a timetable now. Please write it down. Whenever you see the euro, the European Union have a major problem, and then the euro, for all practical purposes, collapse, you have 2 to 3 weeks. I hope you're hearing this, folks. It's almost like the day that I came on Dr. Stan's program and said it's going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and Dr. Stan didn't laugh at me because he has talked to one of these elite way back many years ago, and I, of course, am in touch with him on a regular basis, and when I said that, he knew that I knew what I was talking about only because they told me this. I didn't know it by myself. I only knew it because they had told me this. Now, I'm telling you again, whenever you see the euro collapse, you've got 2 to 3 weeks to get out of all paper. Now, those who have listened to Dr. Stan and heard me on his program before, you will remember that I was told by the elite back about a year, year and a half ago, that paper, if anything that's written on paper, I don't care whether it's a Federal Reserve note, an IRA, a 401k, or whether it's a retirement fund, or whether it's an insurance policy, I don't care what it's, Social Security, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And at the time that you see the euro come to a collapse state, your paper will be good, as I've been given the message. You will have 2 to 3 weeks to get out of all paper. And if you don't get out, you're going to lose it. I don't care what kind of paper it is, because it is going to so affect the American economy. That paper, why do you think the government wants to take over the IRAs? Why do you think they want to take over the 401Ks? Why do you think the government wants to combine it all with Social Security? They want to get their hands on every penny of that as quickly as they can, because they know in advance what's going to take place. And now, of course, when you see the euro come to a state of collapse, you have 2 to 3 weeks get out of everything. Now, if you wait until the last minute, you've lost most of it, because you won't have time to get out of all that quickly. But you can begin now to make preparations for the inevitable. Now, I can't go into this anymore because we don't have enough time. I've got too many things to say here tonight. Gasoline prices. Let me warn you again. Make preparations in light of where the elite have told me that gasoline prices are going, because you're going to face some major things. There's another thing. I won't go into this in depth, so Dr. Stan, don't get worried. I'm just going to cover the point quickly. The elite know a cure for cancer. Now, I know this is completely off the subject of economics, and I'm not going to get into this subject very much right now. The elite know a cure for cancer, and they've given it to me and told me where to find it. Again, let's go to gold and silver. Now, some of you are wondering what's going to happen to gold and silver, because prices right now have somewhat stabilized within the past 2 to 3 weeks. They are not going to stay there. The price in gold and silver is not going to go down. I have been assured that the price of gold and silver is going one way and one way only. It's going to go up and up and up. And whenever you understand that that is the currency for the elite, they don't trust paper. They don't trust notes. All of these things are practically worthless. It was on the front page of the Arizona Republic newspaper in Phoenix, Arizona, on Sunday, that the state of Arizona has indicted Bank of America. I've got the article. It's on the front page of the Arizona Republic on this Sunday. That was, yesterday. And the state of Arizona has indicted the Bank of America for mortgage fraud. Can you imagine what this is going to be due to the biggest chain in the United States of America, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest bank in America, and of course they have almost a million loans now they're foreclosing on, but I don't have much sympathy for them. And certainly they've been involved in all sorts of illicit activity, selling people fraudulent collateralized debt obligation bonds. They know what they were doing. I just hope and pray that Arizona is successful. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay, Lindsay, go right ahead.
I hope, Dr. Stan, that I know you have a very wise audience out there. I mean, people that listen to you day after day after day, they already have been exposed to the truth, and they know the basics, and they've learned to be able to listen and believe that all of these things really are true. So what I'm trying to do tonight, and Dr. Stan, I thank you so much for letting me be with you tonight. I'm sure you can tell that my heart, it just goes out to everyone there in your listening audience. And for me to be able to teach you how to listen to the buzzwords of the elite. Now, some of these you can pick up on your own. I will try, every time Dr. Stan has me on from this point on, I will try to give you the latest buzzwords that I have heard from the elite and the ones that are being ongoing given to me by this gentleman who says he'll kind of fill the shoes of Mr. Fromm. And whenever you hear these things, you will be able to tune your ear to hear what these people are saying on your own, and then I will help you pick up on them. Now, the elite plan, here's another shocker. The elite plan to own every piece of mortgage real estate in the United States of America. Now, this would take a course of a few programs to even be able to go into this. It's called mortgage-backed securities. And every commercial and real estate, commercial or residential piece of real estate in America, it is the intentions of the elite to own the mortgage on that piece of real estate. And every time that they can so bring about a problem in the economy so that thousands or even millions of people lose their property because they cannot make the payments, the elite basically will own them through, by way of the Federal Reserve, through the taxpayer of the United States of America, because of the Treasury making available to these banks who, through the Federal Reserve, they will own them. The Bank of America right now is in major problems with the state of Arizona, as I just expressed to you on the front page of the Arizona Republic over the weekend. Now, whenever the Bank of America gets into such a problem, or whether it be Chase or Wells Fargo, whatever it may be, they get into such a condition that the Federal Reserve has to stay in and take them over, it doesn't mean that the bank is going to close. This is where people have difficulty understanding the mindset of the elite, because they don't think in terms, I know there are a lot of Americans out there that think we're going to have a total collapse overnight. No, that's the last thing in the world that the elite wants.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay was simply saying the gold and silver are going to go up in value. He said that the elite want to own all the mortgage property in the United States, and that certainly it looks like, of course, Bank of America is in real trouble. They're being sued by a number of people, a number of corporations, insurance companies, hedge funds, others that they sold the fraudulent collateralized debt obligations to. And, of course, they're demanding that the Bank of America takes them back. We're talking about $1 trillion, probably somewhere in that amount. I mean, they're the largest single bank in the entire, at least in the United States. Under any circumstances, Lindsay says that the way this is going to end up, the elite want to own all of the mortgaged property in the United States. In other words, people can't pay off their mortgages. Are they going to foreclose on them? And go right ahead, Lindsay.
Now, let's say, for instance, that the Bank of America, there are many lending institutions out there that you could have your mortgage with on your house. But let's say, just for the sake of using it as an example, let's say Bank of America is the one who gave you the mortgage on your house when you bought it. Now, the Bank of America took that mortgage along with hundreds or maybe thousands of others and put them together in big packages and sliced them and diced them and sold them to every place in the world. They sold them from China to Russia to Europe. They sold them to insurance companies. They sold them to every kind of fund imaginable. Now, they didn't do it properly, and that's the reason the state of Arizona is indicting the Bank of America, is because they carried on fraudulent deals. They did not go to the county and get the mortgage, the proper mortgage papers, the warranty deed, and so on. But yet they sold these mortgages, and now they're only staying there to service the mortgage on behalf of the people that they sold them to, so that they could get all of these billions back in their bank. Now, of course, let's say that the Bank of America is indicted successfully by the state of Arizona and maybe a number of other states, which it very well could happen. That means that the Bank of America, it has to be taken over, because they become, I hope they don't, but let's say that they do become insolvent and the Federal Reserve has to take them over, the FDIC. Now, who is going to bail them out? The Federal Reserve is borrowing every 30 days $100 billion just to meet the interest on things, and $30 billion every 30 days. They've never done this in the past. They're doing it now. Okay, they don't have the money, so who do they go to? They go to the president. They go to Congress. They say, somebody's got to bail out these mortgage-backed securities, and we need somewhere between $2 and $7 trillion in order to bail them out, or these banks are going to close their doors. They know good and well they're not going to let Bank of America close its doors and Chase and Wells Fargo. Instead, you as taxpayers, and they think you're stupid. I mean, really, the elite have expressed to me that the American people are simply stupid to let them get by with such things. They know how crazy it seems, but yet they know that they're able to get by with it. So the Treasurer of the United States of America makes available to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, in turn, keeps Bank of America open. But who owns it now? The elite, through the Federal Reserve. That is them, along with many other people. Not just, they're not on the board of the Federal Reserve. It's still part of the elite, such as some that I met years ago. Now, they, in turn, take over the banks. Who are you making your mortgage payment to? You will be making your mortgage payment to the Federal Reserve. Who owns your house? Now, if the economy makes another downturn and you can't make your payment, and that bank, which has now been bailed out by the Federal Reserve, and they in turn repossess your house, who is going to own it? Now, are you getting the message? I hope you're seeing the light that the elite plan to own every piece of mortgage real estate in America. And it is to their advantage to have a continued downturn of the economy of America, because whenever they bail out these banks by way of the Treasury of the United States of America, they in turn are able to take over your mortgage, and it didn't cost them a penny. They got it free of charge because the taxpayers let Congress and the Treasury of the United States of America do it. You know, it's so wild. Nobody but the elite could ever think up anything like this. So what will they own? They will own every commercial and residential piece of property in America that is mortgaged, and you'll pay your mortgage to them every month, and in turn, whatever they take over is theirs, and they get it free of charge. Every bit of this is a part of the plan of the elite. Now, I have tried, if I could, to help you understand the buzzwords of the elite simply. So let me give you a few more expressions that have been given to me, and that's just about going to wind up the time we've got here today. Many of you will remember, and I have to reiterate this, it's so important. Maybe you've heard me say it before if you were listening when I was on Dr. Stan's program, but I've got to stress this to you because they've stressed it to me. I was told about a year and a half ago, within 2 years, you will not recognize America. They said again to me, after 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything about it. We are getting to that point now. You say the recession is over? Well, you sure can't prove it by looking at what's happening in real estate and the unemployment lines and all the rest. Again, they said to me one day, they said by 2012, a dollar will be dead. Again, they said to me one day, within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. Oh, folks, do you realize how many people are working for the government today that did not work for the government when they gave me this expression? General Motors, Chrysler Corporation, AIG, many of the banks that have been taken over. We could go on and on and on with the things that have been bailed out by the government of the United States of America. And now, when Obamacare goes into being, let's hope that the next Congress will disannul the whole thing. But if he doesn't, do you realize that every doctor, every dentist, every nurse, every hospital worker in the United States of America will be employed and working for the federal government of the United States of America? And this man gave me this expression, and I gave it over Dr. Stan's program over a year and a half ago. Within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. You see, they had this planned. Every bit of this was done behind closed doors. They knew exactly what they were doing. Now, if you want to know everything that the elite are doing, you must understand how they think, and that way you can pick out of the... Listen, two expressions you want to hear. The national media, the liberal media of America, is their mouthpiece. Hollywood is their perversion. Please write those two things down. They're very important for you to know. The national media is their mouthpiece. Hollywood is their perversion. The national media will tell you everything that the elite are going to do before they do it, and if you know how to listen to their buzzwords, you'll be able to know what they're saying. And when you listen to Dr. Stan's program every single day, he will be telling you the things that are appearing that you may not be getting from the national media, because there's only a certain amount of things that they're going to give. Again, please remember, no shortage of food and water. But if you don't buy it right now, you won't be able to buy it later, because the dollar is going to continue to devalue in its purchasing power. For instance, silver now is up close to $30 an ounce. Do you realize that when I'm in my 70s, Dr. Stan and I, neither one getting any younger, and do you realize when I was a boy, I could walk in any bank in America and place a $1 piece of paper, Federal Reserve note, on the counter, and I could buy actually a silver dollar? Do you realize today it costs me 30 pieces of that silver to be able to get a silver dollar, and I can't even buy it at a bank? I have to go to a gold and silver dealers, and they're probably going to charge me $35 with the premium. That is what has happened to the dollar. It's not the silver that's changed value, nor the gold. It's the paper that you have to use to pay for those things. And this is the thing that Dr. Stan has tried to tell you over the years. This is what the elite have expressed to me, and that's what I'm trying to help you understand, is the mindset of the elite. Now, there are some of the elitists, who are doing some things that you had better watch very carefully. And you can find this out on your own web for yourself. It's called insider trading. Insider trading. There are two different type of traders on the New York Stock Exchange. Number one, there is the stockbroker who trades on behalf of the little guy out here. And then there are the insiders. These are the CEOs, the heads of corporations, who know. Many of them are the elitists. Some of them aren't the elitists, but many of them are the elitists. And insider trading has literally been astronomical in the past few weeks. And you need to keep in touch with this every single week so that you will know what the elite know, at least as an indicator. Let me just give you an idea. I started keeping records of this back in September. September the 13th through the 17th, there was 400-1 of insider trading. That means 400 CEOs, corporate heads, insiders were selling their stock compared to one person out there who on the street who's buying stock that doesn't know what they're doing except what their stockbroker tells them. Now, let's go down to, and by the way, that was the highest it had ever been in the history of the New York Stock Exchange, was 400-1. October the 4th through the 8th, it went up to 1,600-1, and we were startled. We who are watching this were, we could hardly believe what we were seeing. October the 25th through the 29th, it was 3,177-1. I'm going to give it to you the very latest date that I have. November the 15th through the 19th, insider trading was 8,280-1. Are you getting the message that the top CEOs, the heads of corporations, what are they doing? They're bailing out as fast as they can and letting that little one out there who is your stockbroker convincing you to buy on the New York Stock Exchange and on the floor of Wall Street. You're buying. The insiders are selling. What's going to happen? They must know something you and I don't know. Well, Dr. Stan, I don't know how to say enough that people, there's so much that you can do to spare yourself heartache. And if you know the issues, then you can do something about it. So, Dr. Stan, just kind of give me some thoughts here as to what you... I know you're hearing a lot of new things tonight, some things I've never given before, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
Well, I'd like to tell you what I have done because of this. And I know we're coming close to the end of the program. I have felt free now that Mr. Fromm has passed away and things have calmed down. I have felt free to do some things I haven't done before. I have actually recorded the voices of the elite, and I want you to hear them. I mean, literally, physically hear the voices of the elite. Then I'm going to narrate to you what these people are saying. You have never heard anything like this. I have never felt free to give anything like this before. And you will actually hear the narration. You have 2 hours and 30 minutes of recorded voices and narration that you are going to be amazed. And then I give you 12 things that you positively must do immediately in light of what the elite are telling me. Now, if you know these things, you will be able to spare yourself many, many heartaches, because you are going... When I went back over the recording that I made the other day, I was dumbfounded myself at what I was hearing when I put all this together in a chronological order. And you'll hear every bit of this in the background. May I beg of you, and I hope that you will give this to everybody you can. May I beg of you to make a phone call or go to the Internet. Our toll-free number is 888-799-6111, and tell them you want to hear the voices of the elite and you want the narration that we've just made. I just finished it. This is only the second radio broadcast that I have ever advertised this on. Or you can go, if you wish, overnight tonight. You can go to prophecyclub.com. That's prophecyclub.com if you don't want to talk with an operator. But tomorrow, if you'll give a phone call, an American operator will be glad to talk with you. The number again is 888-799-6111 for the voices of the elite, the narration, 12 things that I feel, in light of what the elite have told me, that you positively must do in order to help yourself be prepared for what's on the way. And then, folks, it is not too late. The elite have not accomplished what they want to accomplish yet. There is still time for us to do something about it. And I beg of you to read Dr. Stan's newsletter. If you don't get it, you need to order his newsletter. I think it's a must. And listen to Dr. Stan's program every day, because he's one of the few that's out there that is bold enough to allow somebody like me, that some people thought were quack. I remember it so long, Dr. Stan. People thought, who in the world is this guy that was a chaplain of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and the chaplain to the elite and lived with them for years? They said, can we really believe this guy? And you were bold enough to allow me to come on your program and give these things, and every single one of them, the elite have told me, has happened exactly like they said it. And I am just trying my best now to help you understand that you need to be daily briefed on these things, because the elite positively have escalated their program. So
Lindsay, one of the things that we talked about before was the war with Iran, and you said it's not coming, at least not in the near future, a couple of years down the line. Had they said, or Mr. Fromm or other friends said anything at all about the possibility of a war with Iran sometime in the future, or is that still indefinite?
They sure have. In fact, this has been brought up in conversations with some of these people. And the word that I'm getting is, now please notice the wording of this carefully, because at one time we thought it was going to be a war with Iran. What they're saying is now they want a conflict in the Middle East within the next 3 to 4 months. They want a conflict. Now, don't pay any attention to what's happening in North and South Korea. Don't watch Afghanistan and Iraq. Those are not the issues. The issues are Russia and China. And then watch what they do in the Middle East. It'll only be a distraction. But they want some sort of a conflict in the Middle East within the next 3 or 4 months' time. Now, Dr. Stan, you remember about a year ago, you asked me about this, And then I went to one of my elite friends, and I said, what about war with Iran? He said, no, Chaplain, there's not going to be war with Iran for the next year to a year and a half. Dr. Stan, I came on your program and said that.
I remember that so well, yes. Go ahead.
Now I'm warning you. They do want a conflict in the Middle East, not necessarily with Iran, but they want a conflict in the Middle East for the next 3 to 4 months.
Well, do you think that's going to be used then to get the price of oil up? Do you think that may be what it's all about?
Yes. I think they will probably use that as a method of saying to the American people, we don't have any choice. We've got to take the price of gasoline back to $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump. Well, can you imagine what this is to do to the fragile economy that we already have in the United States of America?
And I think that's a very, very real problem. People must understand that if the price of oil goes up that high, why, we're going to be in real troubles here. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, HB.